Okay, some explanations for index lead two-finger picking. First off, the hand position. My middle ring and baby fingers are resting lightly on the head. You want to try to resist pushing on the head, but just let them rest there. So that leaves my index finger and my thumb free to move around. The basic stroke in index lead two-finger, you could say, is the same as what most people think of the basic stroke in clawhammer, which is just bum-diddy, bum-diddy. And you've got a one-rest-brush-thumb. One-rest-brush-thumb. You can take the brush out, and then you have index-rest-index-thumb. But it's cleaner sounding. Without the brush. Or you can intermingle them. But the basic rhythm is just... Drop thumb is the same, basically, as in clawhammer. And the first example of that might be... The strings, index, it would always be index, thumb. That'll be the sequence without a rest, because the first thumb stroke is taking place of the rest. So where you've got a bum diddy, this time you're going to have a bump a diddy. Well, that's index, thumb. And in that case, the strings were 1, 2, 1, 5. You could do 1, 3, 2, 5. Or 2, 4, 3, 5. Or 3, 4, 2, 3, 1, 5. And you can do a crossover, which is where your index will pick, let's say, the third string. Your thumb will cross up over it and pick the second string. Index on the first, thumb on the fifth. So you have... And you can do that the other way around and go first string with your index, thumb with your... second string with your thumb, third string with the index, fifth string with the thumb. Could put them together. Another way you could do that is you could go with the crossover 3, 2, 1, 5, and then add 1, 4, 1, 3, 2, 5. Again, the sequence is always index, thumb, index, thumb, index, thumb. So you could go. That's 3, 2, 1, 5, 1, 3, 2, 5. You can take the drop thumb and apply it in a more melodic way, and or for instance, that's 1, 2, 1, 5, 1, 2, 1, 5, 1, 2, 3, 5, 1 pinch. And the pinch is just taking a quarter of a beat and playing with your thumb and index simultaneously, playing the first and fifth strings. You can arrange all of those little techniques and tricks every which way in order to apply them to a tune. Whatever fits. just various combinations of what we just did. It can be real simple, it can sound really complex, but when it sounds complex, it's really still pretty simple.